cutie.
We made eye contact. Missed connections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world where you can find true love. One is at a medieval swingers party during the couple's jousting event.
Medieval?
Jousting.
Knocked her right off the horse again.
Those are some small jousts.
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best missed connections they have to offer. This first one is titled, I'm a sucker for a guy with a racing stripe. Woman for man, 25, mall parking lot. She says, it's not every day that you see a sexy guy rocking a pair of aviators with an old school mullet. But there you were, mama-like. You were seductively revving the engine of a souped-up Nissan Leaf.
Like is that possible?
I think it's all electric,
yeah. Actually.
Can you make that happen?
She says, I was the blonde with the extra-large frosted hoop nose ring. Smiling from ear to ear. Just a giant nose ring dangling off of your nose. You must have seen me because when I walked by the front of your roaring beastmobile, you hit your horn, which shocked me, probably because it played the Mexican hat dance song.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome!
She writes in parentheses, fun.
I still love it. He's in a Leaf.
Is she being sarcastic about the revving engine thing?
Sir, that girl, that's zero emissions.
That is sexy. I'm going to tell you. I'm turned on by that.
It's not a normal rev either because it's a Leaf. It's like... At one point, I was about to turn around and give you my number, but then you peeled out of the parking lot just like Vin Diesel would if he were late for a kid's birthday party. It was so hot. If you see this, get back to me. I'm always up for a ride with a badass. That's signed Tanya, parentheses, D cup.
Okay.
It's like, I'll give you a ride, girl, but I got like 45 minutes left to charge this bad boy.
That's right.
This next misconnection is titled, Just Doing My Job, Ma'am. Man for Woman 25, Wendy's near the bus depot.
A Frosty can win me over any day of the week.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Maybe it is.
It says,
you clogged the Wendy's toilet last Saturday night.
That is not the way you started. No.
My boss summoned me to help you out. And that's when I went into the West Room and was pleasantly surprised to find you.
Wait, she's still in there?
When you have to help someone, that's a bad problem.
You were the larger, dark-haired girl with caterpillar lips and a frosty milkshake stain on your shirt.
I think her lips were fuzzy.
Like a mustache. Yeah.
It wasn't planned, but suddenly I became your knight in shining armor.
You, my lovely caterpillar.
Actually, I'm just a drive-through guy who showed up with an extra strength plunger.
Same though. Leave that out.
After 5 minutes of different angle pumps and you cheering me on, something incredible happened. As I was standing on the tank pumping for my life, the toilet finally gave up, making a horrifying guttural noise. As colored water spewed everywhere.
Victorious. Too much.
Afterwards, I lay down on the tile, gasping for air.
Don't lay down. Get out of there.
I was sweating more than a baconator under a heat lamp.
He's still loving his job.
You thanked me after I plunged out one of the most difficult clogs of my career.
Disgusting.
After you left, I saved a piece of the toilet paper to remember the occasion.
Cute.
I've carried it around with me in my wallet ever since. Hopefully, when you come in again, we can share a Frosty on me.
Yeah, I don't want him serving any of my food.
No. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And maybe this time I can make a different stain on your shirt.
No, he's coming in.
They're gonna it's gonna be ketchup stain. They're gonna split some fries, bro.
Okay, shut up, Jeff.
That's
so disturbing.
Sincerely, Harrison the Great.
Harrison,
that was all wrong.
You deserve a raise, my guy.
No.
This next misconnection is titled, Never done a redhead before. Man for woman, 31, downtown office building.
Okay,
that's blunt.
This is also Harrison.
Yeah.
A little honest, though. It's good. He says, you're the cute ginger receptionist with the skirt that makes your backside look like a cursive Q.
Okay, I kind of see that.
Does that mean she has a tail?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll like it, though.
He goes on, I'm the sharp-dressed stud you met in the elevator. You know. The one with the long sideburns and sturdy V-shaped chin.
Whoa. Oh, I have a very specific cartoonish look in that. Yes.
I work on floor 8. Yeah, floor 8 in the house. Am I right?
Nobody on floor 8 does that. And I've never even been to
his
floor.
How many floors are there?
Yeah. He actually wrote floor 8 in the house in all caps. Anyway,
reputation, huh?
You probably know me as the badass sales dude that spends most of his time cashing checks and snapping necks. It's a tough job, but I rock it on a daily basis if I do say so myself. Anyway, after I caught you staring at my zipper, I peeped your name in the company directory, then did some digging and found you on the gram. You know, Instagram.
No. Yeah, we know.
You didn't have to specify that one.
He just found out that the gram is called the gram. It's like,
why isn't he just DMing her? Why is he writing on Craigslist?
That's true.
That's not how badass sales dudes roll.
He probably didn't open it.
He says, looks like you're recently single. Sorry you got dumped, sweet pants. You know what T-Bird always says.
Who's T-Bird?
When one door closes, another opens.
Is he T-Bird?
T-Bird also works on floor 8.
Speaking of opening doors, what do you say I open my passenger door for you to get inside my brand new cobalt blue Chevy Camaro? Cobalt blue. I'll make sure we leave the parking garage, but only if you let me. I just don't want our coworkers to hear you screaming T-Bird's name too loudly. Comprende, señorita?
Bro, I just want to do you in your Camaro. Gosh.
In the parking lot of work? That sounds terrible.
Yeah. That's signed T-Bird. Stands for Tim, is what it says.
Tim.
T stands for Tim.
My real name is Timothy Bird. Yeah.
That's your Craigslist misconnections. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.